Good morning. Lovely having your company. And there's a big event taking place that I'm involved in. I'm very delighted to be involved in a fun fair. It's happening tomorrow on Sunday, and you're invited. You can come along and have a wonderful day enjoying so many delights. And we'll talk about some of the delights, and we'll also talk about what's actually happening. To help us along that way, Jan Williams is joining us. Now, she's the manager of community development at the Centre for Cerebral Palsy. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure, and it'll be a lot of fun being there too on Sunday, because I get to talk to the lovely people and let them know what's happening. But I thought you might do some of that work for me right now and tell our friends on the program what's taking place, because this is 60 years, I think, we're marking.
Absolutely, John. It's a really exciting milestone for us, given that the centre initially was established with a couple of families who were passionate about having some services established for their children. And the centre has grown. We actually have something like 640 staff. We've got nearly 2,000 clients, both adults and children. We have all sorts of services like therapy services. We have an engineering company called Goodwill Engineering in Malaga, which employs people with disabilities. They actually manufacture a lot of building type material. Mm-hmm. We're a very unique service. We've also got a technical workshop that manufacturers specifically design equipment for people in wheelchairs when they need to have modified equipment. But the fair itself is one of the biggest events that we've actually held, and it's being held at the Yokine Reserve. That's off Bradford Street in Corbinia. We will have lots and lots of entertainment. For instance, we've got a kite-making workshop from an organisation called Kite Kinetics, which comprises Mike Alvarez. Now, Mike actually does a lot of kite-making workshops around the world and has recently actually returned from Cuba doing a series of kite-making workshops. And he actually has this interactive workshop which engages the parents and children, and they make these huge kites that you cut out a butterfly, you paint, and then they fly them in the sky, and you've got this huge, colourful display of kites in the sky. We have Tai Chi demos. We've got belly dancing demos.
Wow.
We have a circus demonstration.
Yes. Is that the circus in the box? No, the circus in the suitcase.
That's right. We've got Joe Bolton, who's actually the son of Reg Bolton, who's been around in Perth for years and years and years. And Joe has taken on the performances of his father. And that's actually a really interactive activity, again, with the parents and children. He actually encourages them to do juggling and all sorts of activities, unicycle type stuff. Really, really exciting stuff. We've got stage performances going throughout the day. We've got a group called the Halo Dance Group, which is a group of indigenous teenagers doing a cultural dance which actually has a historical focus to it. We've got the Kulbinia School Choir, which comprises 64 students.
Oh, lovely.
A bit awesome, yeah. So there's a variety of stuff, John. We've got the usual kids' rides, animal farms, that sort of thing.
And some sort of a train ride too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've actually got a train ride which is called the Rainbow Tractor Train, and this is actually a person who has a small train ride which is pulled along by a tractor. But the Bernie, who his name is, he actually decided that over the winter months he was going to make two extra carriages for us, specifically for cerebral palsy, so that our children in wheelchairs could actually access those little carriages with a ramp.
What a beautiful person.
Carriages. Which was absolutely awesome for us, and it's really exciting. So we've got all sorts of, the usual. We've got pony rides. We've got two pony rides, and we've got the ones that the children can actually sit on. Yeah. And then we've got a pony that will actually pull a buggy.
Oh.
Ice painting, gravity discovery centre, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun too. How much does it cost us to go along in and have a look?
Some of the rides, unfortunately, will have to be paid for. They're a nominal fee. They're not very much at all. There are some free activities.
That's right.
But we've also got things like giant chess games that kids can play and parents can play together, giant Lego games, and they're all free. We've got, stilt walkers walking around, alien stilt walkers all painted in silver paint. We've got percussion workshop. So what I've actually decided to do is, in organising this, this activity, is to have it fun and a real carnival effect. And the purpose of it is actually to help, to encourage people to come and help us celebrate our 60th birthday. And that's the whole focus, is come and join with us and come and have a birthday, help us celebrate our birthday party.
That's just a wonderful idea. Now, of course, I guess where I was really getting at is it's free to go on, free to get in there and wander around, just walk on in, have a lovely time, lots of free activities. I do know you've got a couple of coffee machines running there, so I'm so glad to hear about that.
We do indeed. In fact, one of our managers wanted to have a more coffee machines. So we've got lots of food. We've got a sausage sizzle by a Leaming Lions Club.
Good.
We've got Eco Fairies, which usually everybody knows about Eco Fairies, I think, in terms of the activities they do in making products from recycled material for children.
Good idea, isn't it? It's certainly... A lot of fun is certainly going to be received there, that is for sure. Now, Jan, tell us a little bit about cerebral palsy. For those tuned in who are maybe have led a life that where cerebral palsy hasn't touched them in any way, how do we understand it more, please?
Well, cerebral palsy is actually something that happens in, it can be during pregnancy. It's not, you can't have a test for it, it's not contagious. It can also occur as a result of a near-drowning incident, but generally it occurs children up to 5 years old, and it has different symptoms in terms of you can have people or children who can be have quite severely debilitated, who have mental and physical problems, but they also can have mild cerebral palsy, like you can have, you're able to speak clearly, and you may have a certain sort of a gait where clearly you're not able to be, you're not wheelchair bound, but you do have a bit of a gait. But and generally speaking, children who, you know, have a near drowning experience can, and where they've had oxygen deprived to the brain, can actually, experience cerebral palsy, but not always, it depends. But as I said, it's apparently one in 15 children, I forget the statistics, don't quote me, but are born in Australia. It's some phenomenal figure. But there's no cure, you can't test for it during pregnancy. It's just one of those things. And there's no cure, obviously.
So is it as simple to say that it's based on oxygen deprivation?
Yes, oxygen deprivation to the brain, yes. Absolutely. And, of course, it has its different severities. It can be mild in some and quite severe in others. It just depends.
And has there been any breakthrough or any understanding in what happens to mums in those early days that they can be more aware of?
Not really, John. We are actually at present experimenting with stem cell research and even Botox. Botox in terms of injections with children, it's just in its early stages. But it so far seems to be looking that it could be, it's early days yet. We can't sort of assess whether it's actually going to be a long-time cure. But certainly they have progressed a long time since the early 1950s when the Cerebral Palsy Association was first established.
Can you believe it's 60 years?
We are one of the largest disabilities. Well, we are the largest cerebral palsy disability service provider. So, does that answer your question, John?
I think it does. We'd like to have a stronger result, wouldn't we? But certainly everything we can do to help. Now, we can certainly help by going along and enjoying ourselves and having a wonderful time, that's for sure. Is there the opportunity that we can make a donation? How can we do that should we have the ability to make that happen?
Just contact the Centre for Cerebral Palsy. We're always looking for help and for donations as well. But also, if people can just contact the centre and just come and have a look, and we'd be delighted to show them around and just show exactly what we do. It is a fantastic organisation. As I said, we have therapy services, we have speech pathologists. It's a huge organisation, and we would just love to have the community more involved with our organisation and work more in partnership, because we feel that we'd like to have the clients more inclusive in our communities, and I guess that's a bit of a role of my position, is that we would like to have our clients actually more able to access mainstream activities that you and I, John, would normally be able to access. And I guess that is part of my role. And this festival as well is an opportunity to perhaps you know, kickstart that particular project that I'm on, or philosophy that we're trying to get, is to make our clients more accessible in the community.
I love the idea. And they've got the right person with you, Jan. You've clearly got a lot of energy. And I'm going to give you a radio challenge. See how you go. What's the phone number and website?
The website is www.tccp.com.au. And the phone number, I think I'm going to have to give you my phone number, because as I'm the manager for community development and organising this, I can probably point people in the right direction of the organisation. So rather than giving you the main switchboard and have people going around and around in circles, I think if you don't mind, I would like to give my direct phone number so that I can actually do a one-on-one talk to people. So my direct line, John, is 9443-0546. And I'd be delighted to speak to anybody, or if somebody would like me to come out and talk to them, or they'd like to come and meet me and come and have a look through the organisation, I'd be delighted to do so.
You are an amazing person, Jan Williams. So that web address is tccp.com.au, and the phone number, and this isn't an ordinary phone number, this is the direct hotline straight through to Jan, because she's that keen to help you out, is 9443-0546. I got that right?
Yes, thank you, John. That's correct.
Well, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on Sunday. It starts at 11 o'clock. Now, I'll be on air Sunday morning, so I'll have a bit of a kip, and then I'll get up and be bright and bushy-tailed to help along. So 11 right through until, I think, 3 o'clock. Is that right?
That's correct, John, and thank you very much for that. And, John, we're also going to have some come and try activities, like we're going to have the WA Football West having come and try demonstrations, so we'll have able-bodied people and people in wheelchairs. We'll also have people that will be able to try out our wheelchairs, the electronic wheelchairs, and just see what it's like to drive a wheelchair, and they can have a come and go. So there's lots of come and go, come and try type activities that people can have a try at.
I think I'd like to have a go at that. Well, save me a space in the queue for the sausage sizzle and the coffee, and we will be there for the for the big fun.
Thank you, John.
Now, let's just be clear about the location. It's Yokine, and the full address is?
Yokine Reserve. It's right next door to our premises in 106 Bradford Street, right on that boundary in Yokine Reserve. It's a lovely area. As I said, there'll be lots and lots of activities, pony rides, kids rides, lots of interactive activities for parents and children, face painters. We've got Gravity Discovery Centre, all sorts of different activities. It'll be a wonderful day, John, I think, for the entire family.
Oh, marvellous. We look forward to it all. Jan Williams, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, John Lewis. Thank you.